The Alki Swamp Boardwalk was built 20 years ago of sturdy redwood reinforced with chicken wire. But we all know how quickly things deteriorate in Hawaii. Time in the world's wettest environment has taken its toll on the boardwalk, and it is no longer in good shape. In fact, large sections of it are decaying. There's some places where portions of the boardwalk dip down into the mud, said DLNR spokesman Dan Dennison. That's not good. A step off the boardwalk could leave a hiker waist deep in the swamp's exotic ooze. Of even greater concern to environmentalists is the potential damage that could be done by wayward feet to the rare creatures that call Alki home. In response, DLNR's Division of Forestry and Wildlife Na'alahele Trail Access Program will be spending $529,000 to replace the wooden boardwalks with recycled plastic and fiberglass boards, similar to those used in lanais, that should be more stable and last much longer than the wood. The work started last month, but no completion date is certain, since work will only be done when the swamp's unpredictable conditions are favorable. The Alki Swamp Trail is 3.5 miles each way. DLNR's plan is to replace the boardwalk in 3 of these miles. The Alki Swamp's unique environment in a remote and untouched location makes it the last refuge for a number of endangered Hawaiian plants and birds, as well as the Opeapea, the rare Hawaiian bat. For HPR News, I'm Scott Jarman on Kauai.